రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 13 వర్స్ నంబర్ 29 జలంతదు భవైశ్చన్నం ఇత్వాజ్ఞా జలకామేయ మృగతృష్ణ ఉపాధావేత్ తథాన్యత్రార్థదుక్షత. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఎ డీర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ కెనాట్ సీ ది వాటర్ విత్ ఇన్ ఎ వెల్ కవర్డ్ బై గ్రాస్ బట్ రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ వాటర్ ఎల్స్వేర్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ కవర్డ్ బై మెటీరియల్ బాడీ డస్ నాట్ సీ ది హ్యాపీనెస్ విత్ ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బట్ రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. రిపీట్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఎ డీర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ కెనాట్ సీ ది వాటర్ విత్ ఇన్ ఎ వెల్ కవర్డ్ బై గ్రాస్ బట్ రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ వాటర్ ఎల్స్వేర్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ కవర్డ్ బై ది మెటీరియల్ బాడీ డస్ నాట్ సీ ది హ్యాపీనెస్ విత్ ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బట్ రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. This is an accurate example depicting how the living entity, because of lack of knowledge, runs after happiness outside his own self. When one understands his real identity as a spiritual being, he can understand the supreme spiritual being, Krishna, and the real happiness exchanged between Krishna and oneself. It is very interesting to note how this verse points to the body's growth from the spirit soul. The modern materialistic scientists think that life grows from matter. But actually the fact is that matter grows from life. The life of the spirit soul is compared here into water, from which clumps of matter grow in the form of grass. One who is ignorant of scientific knowledge of the spirit soul does not look inside the body to find happiness in the soul. Instead, he goes outside to search for happiness. Just as a deer without knowledge of the water beneath the grass goes out to the desert to find water, the Krishna conscious movement is trying to remove the ignorance of misled human beings who are trying to find water outside the jurisdiction of life. Raso vaisa raso mupsukanteya. The taste of water is Krishna. To quench one's thirst, one must taste water by association with Krishna. This is Vedic injunction. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాక చక్షురుందలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవేష్ణం సాధితం యందుకలే దయాదే పునదా పయం దయాతి స్వామి. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యా శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార గౌర భక్తులు. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ రామ హరే హరే.
సో శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ప్రైస్ వల్యూమినస్ లిటరేచర్ has repeatedly, time and again, umpteen times. Many times people read Prabhupada books and say, the same things are said again and again. When you read Prabhupada books, he came with you. You came by yourself? You come here first time you are here?
Yes, first time.
But you don't stay in Nellore or what? You don't stay in Nellore? Then why first time you can come every Sunday, every week, so many times? What are you doing? Where do you stay here in the city? Where do you
stay? In near Dumbo Show.
So very near.
Near.
So come daily at 4:30 in the morning. You cannot have excuse of going to job or anything at that time. So morning class will be in English. Evening class is in Telugu. Yeah. Okay, this is international. International means English language. So no problem. And how many books of ISKCON have you read? Not one. Have you read any book of ISKCON so far? Have you read any book? Kapustakana Gajara ISKCON there? Not very serious. God is not very much important for you.
No,
if it is important, then you have to spend at least 2 hours a day. How many hours are there in a day? So is it too much to give 2 hours to Krishna? God has given 24 hours and is asking you, give me 2 hours. That is also for your benefit. If you don't give 2 hours to Krishna, then you don't know what is, that's what is told here in this sloka. Only human beings can worship Krishna, not others. And then as a human being also, if you don't worship Krishna, no more human birth again, because you have not utilized it, taken away. If you don't spend 2 hours a day, at least, next time you will get another human birth or not?
No.
So you want another human birth or another animal birth, next birth? What kind of birth you like next birth?
No birth required.
Really? That's a no time for Krishna. No birth required and no time. If you want no birth, then you have to close your business in the world like as you have to sit down, because we don't want birth. So all the time Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. If you are in the world, you have to come back. If you are with Krishna, you'll go back. With mouth you are saying no birth, but you have no time for Krishna. So where will you go? You have time for all the things of the world and no time for Krishna. Then how will you go back to Krishna? You don't know Krishna, you don't serve Krishna. You have no time for Krishna, and you say no birth. This is called Durasa. Durasa means no qualification, but what a big thing. Is that possible? No qualification. Like a dwarf, Vamana. A dwarf, Marugujwadu. Marugujwadu Chandrani Takaram Chustunadu. Is it possible? Even a tall man cannot touch moon, and a Maruguchi wants to touch the moon. So your desire of no birth is like this. Always in Maya, and you say, I want to get out of this Maya. If you want to get out of this Maya, you have to do bhakti. So if you are serious about no birth, that's why Krishna has called you here today. How to live a life which will give you no birth. Is that right? If you want no birth, you have to be here daily. If you are outside, you will take birth. If you are inside, you will go to Krishna. And you are saying you are behind Damaru. This woman comes from Damaru. That lady. Raise your hand. Say that. She is coming behind Damaru. What apartment? What apartment?
Dheeraj Garden.
Dheeraj Garden.
Near.
That is there.
Yeah, that's
it. So you are also in the same building, eh? You are also in the same building?
No, no, sir. That's the near building.
What is the name?
Lakshmi Enclave apartment, sir. Near Gobind School.
Lakshmi Enclave. So what does that mean? Now from tomorrow you will seriously come. Daily you have to come if you don't want no birth. Daily you have to come here at 4:30, 1 hour, and then go away. That's it. What time you get up? You can wake up, but what time you are waking up? He says, I can wake up at 5 o'clock. But what time you are waking up? So this you are saying before Jagannath. You have to keep your word. You cannot fool Jagannath, you know. You can fool people, because after all we are human beings. But Krishna you cannot fool him. Huh? So you are sure. Everybody clap your hands. You are, after Ugadi, you are taking a very good sankalpa. Not, you are not taking sankalpa, I am motivating you. I am pushing you to take sankalpa. How many children you have?
One child.
Daughter or son?
One son.
Son, very good. If you get a son means you are a pious person. First birth, if it is a son, that means you are a pious man. First birth, it is a daughter, it's not good. But whatever Krishna gives, that is also good. Provided you teach your child Krishna consciousness. You make your son become a good devotee of Krishna. Who is your God? Who is your God? Very good. Kuladeva. Krishna and Narasimha are the same. You know that?
Yes.
Krishna and Narasimha Rama are the same. If you come in.
My brother-in-law knows Akshayapatra Foundation.
Very big man. Very big man. Akshay Patra head.
Where is it? Midday meal.
Job, huh?
Job, sir.
Job. He is from Nellore, huh?
No, sir. Where is it?
No, he is living in Vaisal, but he, where is he? He is from Nellore or where is his birthplace?
Birthplace is Nellore, sir.
But job he has gone to Vaisal. The brother-in-law. Sisters.
Sister.
How much salary they give?
$50.
Okay. So what was I talking? What I was talking, that's you are talking about what is written here. I started the class with something. They are living. So, many times people ask, in Prabhupada's books, same things come again and again. Prabhupada repeats. Because it doesn't sink into our head. Because it doesn't get registered. That's something when I tell you one time, but it doesn't impress on your head, then I have to tell 10 times. So when Prabhupada says so many times, still people don't become Krishna devotees. What can be done? So repetition is necessary until it is drilled into your head. And then it will start working. When something you understand, then you start practicing. So that's why Prabhupada asked, why did I write all these books? One time he asked his disciples. We are also his followers. Now you come out with your answers. Why did Prabhupada write all these books? So that we can sell them and make money? Then what? Ganesh. You read also. But people are not reading. Anyone else? Prabhupada said, I wrote all these books to convince people that Krishna is God. So, if you understand that Krishna is God, you don't have to read these books. That's why they don't read. They understand that Krishna is God. What is this? Because I also read very well, because I know that too. I read again, Krishna is God, Krishna is God. So, after that we go on chanting. After you read books up and down, back and forth. And then when you are convinced that Krishna is God, then how to realize Krishna? Krishna is God. Can you see him? No. Have you seen Krishna? We are not there. I have spent 40 years in ISKCON. How many years? 40 years I am in ISKCON. If you ask me, maybe your age is not 40 years, maybe. I spent 40 years in ISKCON. If you ask me, sir, you have spent 4 decades in ISKCON. We hope that you have seen Krishna. No, nowhere. Nowhere. Then you will ask, what is the use? 40 years you are serving Krishna and you have not seen Krishna. That means the process doesn't work. Right? 40 years, it needs a lot of patience. To go on with Krishna. And then you ask after 40 years, Maharaj, have you seen Krishna? Then I'd say, no. Then he said, do you think I should also go in the same path? Yes. Then what is the gain? So people can see Krishna in a minute. And people cannot see Krishna for millions of births. Why? People can see Krishna in a minute and people cannot see Krishna in millions of births. Why? Intelligent Priyanka will come out with the answer. Why? Because we are not very serious. Just like this gentleman said, I want no birth. But doing nothing about that. Also we want to say Krishna, but doing nothing about that. Then it will go on for millions of births. You may keep saying, I want Krishna, but do nothing about that. You are not going to make it. Because our consciousness has not become Krishna conscious. So people who want no birth, they should work minimum in this world. Because you don't want to waste your time here. మినిమం ఎంత అవసరం అంతవరకే సంసారంలో తలకాయ తీర్చి ఇంకా మీరు మన ఇక్కడ జన్మ అక్కర్లేదు అంటారు జన్మ అక్కరంటే ఇక్కడ మీకేం పొంది ఇక్కడ ఎందుకు ఇక్కడ తిరుగుతున్నారు తప్పదు శరీరం ఉంది కాబట్టి ఏదో బతకడానికి కుటుంబాన్ని పోషించడానికి ఆ మిగతా టైం అంతా కూడా జాగ్రత్తగా కాపాడుకుని సేవ్ యువర్ టైం సేవ్ యువర్ ఎనర్జీ Save your money and invest in Krishna. Because you don't want to take birth here. If you want to take birth here, you become interested in this world and you will take birth here only. but not necessarily as a human being. Suppose you take birth in this world, but we take animal birth. Is it very nice? Not nice. So it is a serious business. Atato Brahma Jignasa. Human life. Can you guarantee that you will live for 80 years? Is there any guarantee? No, yeah. See, we'll open the newspaper and see. Yesterday, I just opened internet for news. They said 39 Indians were killed by ISI in Syria. ISI. Islamic State intelligence people, they killed. Poor people, they went in search of good fortune. Why people go outside India? They go outside India to make a lot of money. But unfortunately, if you go outside India and you die, that means you could not predict. I was meeting a university professor in Kurukshetra. And I returned from America. I told him, I lived in New Orleans, Louisiana, for 3 years. I came back, I was seeing what is Western life like. Then that man told me, I went to Australia, and I also came back. But he said, I went to Australia in search of fortune, but I ran into a car accident. And then I was not fit for the job. Legs broken. So nobody to take care of me. I just returned to India. He went to make money, but he ran into an accident. And he returned. So this world is called Padam Padam Yadvipadam Natesham. In this world, there is danger at every step. You go to electric pole, you have two bones and a skull. Danger. They're right. Everywhere you go, I went to Bombay Beach. They said, it is very dangerous to go in the waters in this area. That means danger. So where there is no danger, there is danger at every place. So you go to the railway station, please don't eat food from strangers. Don't eat food from the strangers. Nowadays, so many videos that the fruits you are eating, the coconut water you are drinking, and what not, everything, the oil you are consuming, everything is contaminated. You step out, the air you breathe, is it pure or polluted? Polluted. The water we drink, our temple are very scared of water. I said everything is bad, don't worry about it. Is that right? They become very concerned. I said, why are you concerned only about water? What is inside your head? That is also very, real pollution is in the head, that we are not bothered. But we are worried about this, that. So everything is bad, that's why we don't want another birth here. That is one of the reasons why we don't want another birth here. Everything is bad. Nobody would like to go to a bad place. No? Suppose why people don't want to go and work in Iran, Iraq, Palestine, Syria and such places, Afghanistan, Pakistan. The daily bloods, people are dying in thousands, daily. And nobody would like to go there. Suppose they offer you a job, 2 lakh rupees. What all do you get now? What salary you get here? 70,000. So, but that in Iraq, Iran, Syria, they tell you, we give you 5 lakhs. No, no, I don't. You pay. And the birth in the bulls are given. Who wants to go there? Nobody wants to go. You know, so the answer, why did Prabhupada write so many books? Prabhupada wrote so many books because in some book or the other, in some page or the other, in one argument or the other, if it convinces you that Krishna is God, Prabhupada says, writing all these books, I consider a big success. If all my books distributed in millions, if one person becomes convinced that Krishna is God, one person, Prabhupada wrote so many books and they are printed in millions and they are distributed over decades. Prabhupada is just expecting, if one person becomes a Krishna devotee, Prabhupada said, my mission is successful. Because that one man can explode the world. Prabhupada, one person, he exploded the world. So if you are really convinced about Krishna, then your life will reflect. That you are convinced about Krishna and you go to sleep, you are not convinced. You are convinced about material enjoyment. If you are convinced about Krishna, that Krishna is the supreme bliss. Krishna is the supreme shelter. Krishna is the supreme destination. And if you get Krishna, you got everything in life. If that is the thing, then if someone is convinced about Krishna, how will you recognize? How will you recognize the two unanswered questions? One, I said, I asked, what is the question I asked you? Thinking about Lakshmi. So, if one person is convinced about Krishna, that will be reflected in his life. Avyardha Kalatvam, Manasunyada. That person will give up all ego, because ego is the problem that is not allowing us to chant uninterruptedly. Ego problems, you know. So we are this, that, our thoughts get distracted. When a person is without ego, so he cannot be flattered, he doesn't care if he is insulted. Ego, you know, ahankar. Ankar ante mimmalni pagilte devudu marchipoyi, you start thinking about yourself. Ankar ante mimmalni evana insult chesthe, vaadu insult chesindi oka nimisham, meeru inka rojantha nelantha mandutu untundi kada. Ahankaram lekapothe, if you have no ego, vaadante we don't care. Whatever we get there, we don't care. So then such a person can chant Hare Krishna. No? So, you will recognize a Krishna devotee by, the Rupa Goswami says, when you meet a person, and you feel like saying Hare Krishna before him. When you meet a person and you also desire to become Krishna conscious, when you see the life of a person, his influence is that is making, wherever he goes, is making people Krishna conscious. Wherever he goes, he makes people Krishna conscious. And in his presence, you also desire, I also want to be Krishna conscious. And then whenever you see him, you will also, you are not a great bhakta, but when you meet a Krishna, you feel like Hare Krishna Swami, Hare Krishna, he says. That means his purity, his life has affected you. So you also want to have something to do with Krishna in your day-to-day life. You know, today's the subject is once you get a human birth, according to this sloka, the analogy that is given here, the living entity covered by the material body does not see happiness within himself. It's a very deep statement. A human being, if he has not understood that the happiness is within himself, but runs after happiness in the outside world, that means his human life is vyardha, his human life is spoiled. All animals, they are all looking for happiness outside, is that right? You don't see a dog sitting and doing meditation. It has no idea that it has to find happiness inside. You don't find bird doing meditation, just flying everywhere. And human beings, we are also going everywhere. That means our understanding is incorrect. We don't have the understanding. What understanding we don't have? The living entity covered by the material body does not see happiness within himself. That is, all civilization is bogus. Whatever you are seeing, your jobs, outside world, how the world is going on, how the governments are managing their countries, our educational system, simply bogus. Because the substance is missing, the point is missing. Then people are again running around. So you catch this point. If you don't see the happiness in yourself, that means you are wasting your life. That means we have to organize our life in such a way that we try to find happiness. We tell people, why don't you chant Hare Krishna? People say, what is the use? If I work, I make money. If I spend money on others, they become happy. So all said with lack of knowledge. So one bold statement, happiness is inside you. That means you don't need anything from outside. Clean yourself. Go inside yourself. No? And do something that you become self-realized. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Krishna himself is saying, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Sada means what? Always. God is saying, in Kali Yuga, not that it is some outdated statement. Krishna came in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. That means God doesn't know that you have to go to work to make some money. God doesn't know that you have to do some agriculture so that you will get some food to eat. Why did Sada means always? And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtayantamam. Satatam. Satatam means Yallapuru. ಸದಾ ಎಲ್ಲಪ್ಪಡು. ಮತ್ತೆ 5000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಡ್ ಸತತಂ ಖ್ಯಾತಿ ಅಂತ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೆಡ್ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಬೈ ಮನಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಬೈ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಎಲಾಬ್ರೇಟ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಸೊ ಮನಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಎಲಾಬ್ರೇಟ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. That means you have to do something else. That is, Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Simple. Prabhupada condensed. He had made everything into one slogan. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That means Prabhupada is lying or fooling people or what? Such big people, why they want to lie or fool anybody? He has given his life, Prabhupada has given his life, just to benefit others. Prabhupada did not go around the world so that he will become popular or famous. Is that the idea of Prabhupada? If I go and preach all over the world, I become very famous. Prabhupada wanted to make Krishna famous. That's why Prabhupada did not name his organization. People are Ramakrishna Mission, Tamaya Mission, Aravinda Mission, no? Satya Sai Mission, see? But Prabhupada did not say Prabhupada Mission. Prabhupada said International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada wanted to introduce Krishna everywhere. So Prabhupada wanted to make Krishna popular. But that's the statement by ಪೃಥ್ವೀತೆ ಆಚೆ ಯತ ನಗರಾದಿ ಗ್ರಾಮ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಹೋಬೆ ಪ್ರಚಾರ ಮೋರ ನಾಮ. ಸೊ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪುರು ಸೆಡ್ ಮೈ ನೇಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೌನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಪಿಕ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್. ಗಾಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಐ ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಮೋಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಮಿಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಜೈ ಆರ್ ಎ ಲಟ್ ಅವರ್ ವಿ ನೋ ಫೇತ್. ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ. Anyone who is doing it seriously is getting things automatically. Anyone who is believing in Krishna's word and chanting Hare Krishna, people come, money come, opportunities come, and the mission expands because it is already predicted. So the point is, human life is meant for introspection. Human life is meant for self-improvement. Human life is meant for self-realization. Self-realization means you are not part of this world. You are not related to this world, but you are related to Krishna. That's why we die. We die, will your properties go with you? Your relatives go with you? That means we agree that we don't have any relation with anything, anybody here. Is that right? It breaks. Death separates. So, the point is, we have nothing to do with this world. But somehow we are here. So what? Why we are here? We have nothing to do this with this world. We are here because our mind is here. So the business is turn your mind to Krishna. That happens by Kirtaniya Sadahari. So human life is just meant for make little arrangement so that you can spare remaining time to chant and connect yourself with Krishna. When you are connected with Krishna, minus Krishna is all misery. Minus Krishna is all misery. Plus Krishna is all bliss. So that means you should know how to not forget Krishna, how to remember. That's why in your marriage, you celebrate, not in your marriage, in your reception. Then you could have invited, did they do Kirtan in Hyderabad also? Huh? In your marriage. In your marriage, did they do Kirtan in Hyderabad also? See? Because he is a stronger devotee than I want. My reception should blare sounds of Hare Krishna. Probably, you know. You have to boldly decide. Any activity you do, suppose you buy a new house. The first thing that should come to your mind, if the people living in this house have to become blissful, they should start with the kirtan. When you buy a new house, suppose you buy a car, first thing is that I should invite devotees, make them sit in the car, then I should invite devotees to worship the car with kirtan, and then let's see it. And as much as possible, I should engage my car in the service of the devotees also. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.